Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines. Naglin Legislative Assembly celebrates 60th anniversary. Governor Laganesan highlights strength of Naglin Assembly as its representation of diverse communities. Chief Minister Nipirio says Diamond Jubilee celebrations of NLA inspires all to chart a vision for brighter future for Naglin. And former Chief Minister Dr. S. C. Jamil calls upon legislators of Naglin to work for people with honesty. Now the news in detail. Naglin Legislative Assembly, NLA, today celebrated its 60th anniversary under the theme Embracing Innovation and Celebrating Legacy. At Assembly Secretariat Complex, Chief Minister Nipirio inaugurated the Botanical Garden and unveiled the monument named after the first speaker of Naglin Legislative Assembly, T.N. Angami. The inauguration took place in the presence of the family members of T.N. Angami, host of cabinet ministers, advisors, MLAs, ex-parliamentarians, state officials, among others.
The great pleasure in inaugurating the monolith stone, the new botanical garden, which has been created by the initiative of the speaker and his deputy speaker. I also pray to God Almighty for his blessing to continue to shower upon the members, the past, the present, and the future. And this be a memory to all that will come to be a member to serve our people. So God help us.
During the commemorative events, Governor Laganesan and Chief Minister Rio released and presented the souvenir. Extending his greetings on the occasion, NLA Speaker Sharingai Longkuma said, "The NLA as an institution has embodied the essence of democracy, progress and unity for the people of Nagaland."
As we gather here today, we are reminded of the rich legacy of this secretariat. For six decades, this esteemed institution has embodied the essence of democracy, progress and unity for the people of Nagaland. 60 years of dedicated service to the people of Nagaland is a testament to the unwavering commitment of our elected representatives who have worked tirelessly to shape the destiny of our beloved state. The journey of the Assembly reflects not only the constitutional evolution of a nascent state, but also the aspirations, challenges and triumphs of the people of Nagaland.
The day also marked the renaming of several facilities within the Assembly Secretariat Complex. This includes the library, which has been named after the first Chief Minister of Nagaland, P. Shilu Ao, and three other facilities after speakers of Nagaland, namely the Conference Hall, named after K. Shiku Sema, the Committee Room, named after C. Chongshen Chang, and the Training Room, after Vikho Hyoshu. Governor Laganesan has termed the Naglin Legislative Assembly as the voice of the people, a guardian of democratic values and a symbol of unity in the state. Addressing the program marking the 60th anniversary of the NLA today, he said the strength of the 60-member assembly lies in its representation of the diverse communities. Paying tribute to all elected representatives on the momentous occasion, the governor lauded the crucial role played by the visionary leaders, both past and present, in advocating the aspirations and challenges of their constituencies.
The theme of this celebration, Embracing Innovation and Celebrating Legacy, sums up our commitment to honor the past while eagerly anticipating the future. In an ever-evolving world, embracing new ideas and technologies is imperative to enhance our administrative process, making governance more transparent, accessible, and responsive to our citizens' needs.
The governor further urged upon everyone to work towards building a brighter and more prosperous Nagaland and Bharat that not only embraces progress but also respects its rich heritage and traditions. Chief Minister Nipirio today said the Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Naglin Legislative Assembly inspire all to introspect deeply and chart a vision for an even brighter future for Nagaland. Addressing the 60th anniversary of the NLA at Assembly Secretariat in Kohima, Mr. Rio said the celebration provides the NLA not only with an opportunity to reflect on its journey, but also to acknowledge the blessings of the Assembly to accomplish remarkable milestones over the past six decades.
We come together to honor the pioneers, leaders and the architect of Nagaland, who have left an indelible mark on our state's history. Your visions, determinations, and sacrifices have paved the way for all of us here today. We pay tribute to those who are no longer with us, offering our deepest respect for their selfless services and enduring legacy.
Chief Minister Rio also said, as a democratic body, the Nagaland Legislative Assembly embodies the people's will and is entrusted with the responsibility of lawmaking for the public good.
This assembly has consistently passed acts through respectable discussions and without discord, demonstrating a commitment to conducting our proceedings with dignity. This is a reflection of our shared values and mutual respect for different viewpoints. Nagaland Legislative Assembly have a good legacy of conducting its business with dignity and respect, a tradition that is becoming increasingly rare in today's time.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Former Chief Minister of Nagaland and former Governor Dr. S.C. Jamir today called upon the legislators of Nagaland to work for the people with honesty, sharing the Down the Memory Lane during the 60th anniversary celebration of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly today. Mr. Jamir paid his respect to the NLA, adding that it was in this cradle where he was nurtured and brought up and was able to serve the people of Nagaland and the country in different capacities. He also highlighted the struggles of the formation of the Nagaland state.
Nagaland Legislative Assembly is completing 60 years old. The composition of Nagaland Assembly is 60, and how the number 60 was determined for Nagaland House. It is because of Article 117 of the Constitution of India that has determined the size of the Assembly, and we are part of that. That is the reason why we are celebrating this for trial of 60. That is what this is a very significant for us. This 60 will be the first and last today. Tomorrow, all this will emerge in eternity. And yet, this 60 number will be the trademark for Nagaland Assembly Constitution.
With a renewed vision for Nagaland, Dr. Jamir encouraged everyone to remain steadfast in the oath they had taken, emphasizing the importance of commitment and unity in building a brighter future for the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple projects related to the health sector worth around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi on the occasion of Dhanvantri Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day. Mr. Modi also launched an expansion of health coverage to all senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to Ayushman Bharat, Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. This will help provide health coverage to all senior citizens regardless of their income. He also inaugurated Phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda. Further, the Prime Minister also inaugurated facility and service extensions at various AIIMS, including Guwahati in Assam. Physical verification of pensioners drawing monthly salary under Senior Treasury Office, Dimapur, for the year 2024 will commence from November 11 onwards. In a notice, Senior Treasury Officer of Dimapur informed that in order to avoid normal departmental transaction business and to meet the convenience of every pensioner, a scheduled date for verification is prepared according to the pensioner's serial number. Pensioners have been asked to bring personal copy of pension payment order book and attend the verification on the appointed date without fail. The office cautioned that failing to attend physical verification will be considered as closed. To end the news, the headlines again. Nagaland Legislative Assembly celebrates 60th anniversary. Governor Lal Ganesan highlights strength of Nagaland Assembly as its representation of diverse communities. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio says Diamond Jubilee celebrations of NLA inspires all to chart a vision for a brighter future for Nagaland. And former Chief Minister Dr. S. C. Jamil calls upon legislators of Nagaland to work for people with honesty. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.